If you've got a physical product ready to sell or services you provide that you're ready to execute on, there's an e-commerce platform for you. We're here to break down options, discuss pros and cons, and hopefully provide insight into the best platform for you and your online store.
Start slow, get some momentum. Start with something simple and build it up.
Everybody's on the same page and knows that this is intentional and it's planned.
Just remember, you know, it doesn't matter if you know all of it, it's all about doing.
Welcome back to another episode of the Audio Swarm. You got your Nectar team. We've got Andy and Matt today. Justin, unfortunately, has some things come up with family, sick kids and whatnot. So he'll catch up with us on the next episode, I guess.
We got two-thirds, right? So that's still pretty good.
Two-thirds, that's still pretty good. But today is going to be a little different route for us. We're going to kind of review a topic that's come up quite a few times with some of our clients, questions from potential clients, as well as just kind of in conversation. And that's the e-commerce world. Mm-hmm. So e-commerce, everybody knows, has become such a huge thing, especially in today's day. Even pre-COVID, it was gaining steam, right, Matt? I mean, e-commerce is turning into the future of shopping, whether you've got your Amazons, you've got your Alibaba, or your you've got just endless ideas. eBay's been around forever. People shop online. So when it comes down to the questions we've been getting asked is, what's the best platform for e-commerce? And while we may not have the exact answer for what's the best for your business, what we can do is kind of go over a few of the top dogs, maybe highlight some options that you may not have heard of, and just kind of break down what each of those are the best at, and maybe what they're rated, what reviews they have, etc. Does that sound like something we can handle, Matt?
Yeah, I think we can do that. There is, I mean, we were talking before this too about what you said, the importance of having e-commerce. And I had like a fun fact that I had found, and it was, I think it was through Indeed.com is where I wrote it down from, is that stats show that 96% of Americans with access to the internet have made a purchase online within the last year. And that was published on July of 2021. So it's not one of those just like fun facts, right? Especially with everything going on right now, the importance of not just retail, but being able to buy things online has definitely increased in importance recently. So
that is a massive number,
right? 96%. That's pretty high.
That is very high. So I would suggest
Justin's not here to do the math. So, but that's right. Is that 4% then that doesn't?
Right. I don't know. My math's not good, but I think that's 4% that doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, hearing a stat like that, hearing the numbers at 96%, if you do have a product, a clothing line, a store at all, brick and mortar, I would suggest getting online because people are buying. People are buying. They're sitting at home. The convenience factor. I mean, even if we go farther than that, talk about your big box stores already that are doing delivery groceries or pickup groceries you can order online. Absolutely. So essentially, we're just eliminating the need to go out and shop through the stores. You know, I mean, pros and cons to all of it. If you do have a brick and mortar store, you know, can you integrate the online and make both work for you? I mean, there's a million things that you can do for your business, right?
Yep. Yeah. You don't have to be all online in order to do it. So you can do it that way. But like you said, if you're brick and mortar, you can do this as a way to help out everyone, even locally, or if you want to increase your reach, if you're really good at making some stuff and you want to sell to someone, you know, back 2-3 states away, I mean, e-commerce is definitely a way to help you do it. So,
right. It expands your reach. I mean, why wouldn't you want to have the option to reach your tri-state area, your 4-state area, the coastal states, if you want to have, I mean, global reach when you have your online store. Now, logistics change a little bit as you kind of expand worldwide or international, or even within the U.S. with multiple states extra. The logistics change, and those are a lot of things you got to consider. I know with some experience that I've had working with some clients in a specific industry that was product-based, that was one thing that we had to figure out for them is shipping, taxes, state to state, shipping. What do the taxes change state to state? I mean, there's some things you got to think about, but
yep.
That we can discuss down the road. That's a little bit more in depth. Right now, let's just kind of go over some platforms that are available. I'd say number one, probably at top of mind for most people, is Shopify.
Oh.
Shopify's been around for a while. They're a leader in the game. They know what they're doing. There's BigCommerce, which is probably equal playing field to Shopify, I would say, as far as like, I guess, not big box, but like your mainstream e-commerce based platforms. Mm-hmm. So I'd say it's probably Shopify, BigCommerce. WooCommerce is probably in there as well. That's more of your open source WordPress route. But Matt, what's interesting to me is in the world of do-it-yourself website builders like Wix, Squarespace, Weebly, GoDaddy, all of those are now offering the online store option, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I was just going to say, is it one of those you have to get a different website to help integrate into it, like you're talking about Shopify and all these, but there's actually ones that are native to some website builders themselves, right?
Right, yeah. So like your Shopify and your BigCommerce are the e-commerce built platform. That's what they're it's more the website design side is like the secondary afterthought. What's nice about the Shopify and the BigCommerce, even the WooCommerce to an extent, is their systems in place are built for the online e-commerce world. It's got everything that you would think of integrated or the option for a third-party integration to make your life easier. So it's built on the foundation of e-commerce. Whereas we just talked about those other website builders, Squarespace, Wix, etc. They have options and are very good at certain things and kind of an all in one kind of option. But yeah, to your statement, I mean, Shopify and BigCommerce are going to be your state of the art, I guess, if you will, e-commerce platforms. I mean, I think I read somewhere there's over 1 million+ users on Shopify. There's a lot of play on those platforms.
Yep. And I think I've learned a lot of this just even from you sharing some stuff around too. And it's, you're talking about like the Shopify and BigCommerce, obviously BigCommerce with the word big in it, right? Like there's,
right.
When it comes to even things like inventory management, I mean, is there some amount in all these? Like I know BigCommerce does the larger inventories, but do they all do some kind of inventory management to make sure you don't like show something that's sold out, or how does that work?
Yeah. So like Shopify and BigCommerce are more of your typical inventory management. You can set minimum quantity amounts. You can set your par levels. If it gets below this level, put an alert on that low stock. These are even integrated to an extent where if you do run out of product and your website reflects that, you can even send out automated emails that let your clients, your customers know when the next available product will be ready. So if it runs out, they'll say, hey, it's, you know, not available now, but will be available later. So yeah, your inventory management on Shopify is for your typical B2C kind of online retail vibe. So like you've got your B2C, which is business to consumer, and then you've got your B2B, which is business to business, right? Typically your wholesale setup. So where I feel Shopify and BigCommerce differ when it comes to those two is BigCommerce, I think with the larger inventory options and the B2C business option, they really focus on the B2B side. So okay. Wholesale side, their integrations are a little more in depth over time. As I've seen over time, is they've grown to kind of accommodate both sides a little bit better. Now, what I can say is for the typical startup, Shopify, BigCommerce both have minimum platform, you know, your $45 a month options, you know, your lower dollar amount, but they both also have upgraded up to 2,000 to 2,500 a month plans for your large inventory, large scale operations. So they both cover everything. But yeah, I'd say the biggest difference between those is as you're kind of expanding your business, BigCommerce seems to be the route people are taking more.
Okay. And then maybe it's a stupid question or not, but obviously, you know, with e-commerce and just even how to accept payments, right? So there's obviously like security or payment methods when people order some of your stuff through credit cards, PayPal, what have you. Is there anything you've seen that's different between these four? Is that kind of uniform across them?
Well, no, it's definitely not uniform. So again, your Shopify and BigCommerce have more payment gateway options than your Squarespaces, your Wixes, your GoDaddies. Okay. Shopify is very compatible with a lot of different payment platforms. You've got your Square payments, your Stripe. You've got a lot of different mainstream options when it comes to Shopify. I believe they say it's somewhere in the 100 plus range. BigCommerce is going to be, you know, you're not going to have trouble finding a payment, you know, gateway option for that. But when you get into the Squarespace, they kind of have their partnerships. So I think they have somewhere in the range of under 5. And then Wix is a little bit more expansive as well. So if you do have, let's say, a Squarespace site, a Wix site, you do not have to migrate over to Shopify or BigCommerce to execute a store. You can stay there. They do have payment gateway options. They have processing options to take credit cards. They have invoicing options. They have quote options, a lot of different things. So don't worry about that. As far as payment options go, there are available paths you can take, but you know, if it's something you're worried about, or maybe it's a niche product that I know a lot of people in the CBD game, because it's not regulated, like a lot of other products, it's harder to find payment gateways or processors that are not high risk. It's considered high risk.
Okay.
So you're going to have a little tougher time finding a gateway to approve you with a decent percentage. But again, all these platforms, they're going to have an option for you. I would suggest looking at that first to see what your options are. If you are in the position of just starting out, I would say check what your payment gateway options, your credit card processing options are first, and then kind of go from there and see what fits your business model. But yeah,
you said 100 plus. I still can't imagine there's 100 different ways of payment gateways, but I don't doubt it at all.
Well, everybody's got an option and everybody's got a niche and what they do in their industries and how they can help. I mean, it's crazy to think you can get that down all the way to 100 plus different ways to charge a credit card. But
that's so crazy to me.
Why not when you can get a couple percentages in the sale, right?
Yeah, very true.
It's such a unique game, because I can remember far back when this kind of e-commerce thing started getting started, and everyone was kind of weary, you know, about the credit cards online and the security and the safety. And, you know, as things grew, these platforms have really made it safe, made it easy, made it accessible. And it's been kind of cool to see the evolution of it.
Well, I mean, you've kind of been in the game for a while. I mean, I'm not sure, and you can correct me if it's technically e-commerce, but you used to help build like a basketball website, right? And at least selling, you know, it's like memberships, but you were selling essentially like enrollments for certain camps and different things that, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, when you say e-commerce, we're talking, it doesn't have to just be a product-based store. It can be services.
Yeah.
So that's a great point. I mean, when you're running, let's say, a fitness, I don't know, brick and mortar fitness center, or a yoga studio, or you're a basketball trainer, or you're any kind of service-based option, taking payment online is definitely something you'd want to do. I don't know if it were me, I would go probably to the Wix platform for stuff like that, because they've really come a long way with being able to. I know back in the day, I'll double back a second. Back when we were doing a basketball training company way back, probably almost 10 years now. That's a while. We were operating on the Squarespace platform, and there really wasn't what we needed at the time was a way to track sessions. So if somebody bought a package of unlimited and we had this many classes, how do we add? Or if you buy a package of 4 or a package of 8 sessions, how do you track that? You know, so it was a lot of paper, writing names down, and hopefully that's right. And if this person comes to the gym and they say, no, we have 4, but they really had 3 or 2. I mean, it's a nightmare, and can be a nightmare.
Yep.
And so I think when you bring that point up, Matt, you know, these platforms are great for a lot of things, but when it comes to the service base, the invoice, the quotes, the whatever it is you're trying to accomplish, recurring payments, Shopify and BigCommerce don't have native options for recurring payments. They don't have native options for that. You can integrate, you can offer digital products, service-based products, but you got to expand a little bit outside of that platform
mm-hmm. to
accomplish that goal. Whereas Wix has come to the point now where they do recurring invoices, they do quotes, they do, they actually have the online course or fitness option built in where they track sessions. You can create an entire gym, you know, have a brick and mortar and have the option to have Wix be your client portal. So, I mean, when it goes off of product base, that's probably where you'd want to go, in our opinion, my opinion. Yeah.
So, but I mean, you were even saying like the evolution of things, right? And just saying it was even 10 years ago or so, like when you did it then versus what you've been doing over the last year, like I got to imagine just integration into website and all these other things has just gotten way easier, right? Like it's not as daunting maybe for a business anymore.
I tell you, if we had the platforms that are available now, even just that 10 years ago, I'd still probably be doing basketball training and running operations for the company because it alleviates so much stress, time, effort, energy. You could focus on, we always say here at Nectar, Matt, I mean, how many times have we said to potential clients is, you know, we take away a lot of your work so you can focus on what you do best. Well, that would have helped us drastically. We would have been able to focus on what we do best, and that was teach basketball. But having that set up in that system now and being able to let other people know that this option is available now is fantastic. And really take advantage of everything that you possibly can on some of these platforms because, I mean, it's really we've come so far in this game.
That's me. It's one of those things like you're even saying, though, like our message is to give everyone their time back. And it's one of those this has got to a point where no matter which one you choose, like do the research. I know we have a good comparison chart that maybe we'll put in the show notes, Andy, so anyone listening will check it out later when they're on the computer. But do the research and find which one you want. But don't be scared or be daunted by starting an e-commerce store on your site thinking that, you know, it's going to be a ton of work because there's a lot of options out there like you're already going over today that can help you out from. I mean, I'm learning a lot. I knew there's some basic stuff, like I knew there's credit card payment, things like that, but you're talking about potential for inventory management, then you can even do these different payment gateways, and then you can even have somebody help you out with this invoices and payments and stuff like that. So it's not just accepting cards. Some of these kind of help you out, just the business process of a lot of this.
Yep. It's the logistics. It's the, you know, the things you didn't think you needed to know when it comes to selling a product, service, anything. Product, you know, an actual physical product and the shipping. I mean, you're not going to ship a service. I mean, maybe you're a motivational speaker and you're shipping yourself across state lines. But when it comes down to it, physical products, if you're starting a store there, it's very easy to start. But these platforms help you to find the things that you didn't know you needed to have accomplished. And that's the best part about it. It sets you up for success, allows you to operate your business, be successful, grow, and make money at the end of the day, showcase your products. And what I find more interesting is through evolution, as we keep talking about this, how it's grown and where we're at now and all the available platforms and what they do. But outside of even physical products, service-based products, digital products, you've got the option to, I'm sure a lot of you have heard this out there, but drop shipping.
Okay.
You can create your own store and sell people's products through your store and market it through that. And a lot of these platforms are built to allow you to do that. So if you don't want to actually have, you know, an inventory on hand or a physical inventory or order a bunch of products, have a lot, you know, put a lot of capital into something to start up. Maybe you've got an idea for, you know, a shirt. There's print on demand options, which is similar to an option, right? So if you're sitting back listening to this or, you know, you've had time to think about, hey, I want to start a business, don't know what it is. I don't know if it's I have a physical product that I want to sell or a service, but you want to get in the game somehow and reap the benefit of this online money. the internet money, as we say, right?
Give me that internet money.
That internet money. There are options. Now, there's drawbacks, pros and cons to everything. So research it best of your knowledge. Go find out what works and what doesn't. But check out dropshipping. Check out, you know, print on demand. There's a lot of really cool platforms out there that can make your life easy that integrate through all these e-commerce platforms. And really, you just have to be creative and find ways to go make that money. So, I mean, it's really, there's endless possibilities for all of these, this e-commerce world. And it's just cool to see it come along.
Yeah. And just even thinking about, you're saying print on demand and things like t-shirts, I mean, hats, whatever it would be, right? Like,
yeah,
you don't have to have all that on hand in order to be able to do some of this. So it's, it can definitely open up the door to other products that you just don't sell. So maybe, I know examples are you know, a coffee shop or a brewery, and maybe you have some of your own stuff, but you don't want to have to carry a ton on hand all the time because you want to try a new design for a new beer coming out, whatever it may be. So there's this thought of, okay, we don't have to go the old school route all the time and buy a whole bunch of boxes of them and stock them in the back somewhere on a shelf.
Right.
And then make sure to hang them up in the tap room so people can see them, which, I mean, you can still do, but at least you can put something on your website to be able to promote it. You can do, I mean, all your social media, all the other areas we talk about, email marketing, and you can use all your marketing channels to point towards an actual store and then end up making some profit and selling some t-shirts and stuff to your loyal customers without having to keep an inventory. So that's, absolutely. I mean, those are just a couple examples, but my mind's running with like different ideas for that stuff.
Well, and that's a great place to go with that, because you're right. If you have something where you want merch and you want to promote your brand, I would suggest going to one of these print on demand stores, and whether it's Printful, Printify, I mean, there's a ton of them out there. And what I've learned even just in the last couple of weeks is it integrates with Wix stores. So like if you have Wix, I just use that as an example, Wix a lot, just because we use that for a lot of our clients.
Yeah.
We build with that. We believe in it. And we think it's one of the easier platforms to use, and it really makes your life easy. But plug aside, cool thing about it now is, as you mentioned, Matt, with the social media and pointing it back to the store and promoting, well, platforms like Instagram now and Facebook and a lot of them really, but Instagram's kind of made it famous where you can integrate your store and have a shop on your platform, on your page. Yeah. And what you find out is these print on demand platforms, especially like Printful, require you to have a website store to work through.
Okay.
So when you set it up on Wix, you actually have to download the Wix store app to use their e-commerce store platform. And then that Printful will integrate through the Wix store. And then you can take it and integrate it through your IG account. So really what it's doing is pulling inventory from the Printful database with your designs on the shirts, the mugs, the hats, the cell phone covers, whatever their inventory is that they have, you can sell. You can also sell your own products. If you want to send a company like Printful, you know, an inventory of however many shirts, they'll hold it as a warehouse fee and do all the work for you. So essentially what you're doing is they're taking care of your logistics as far as your shipping, your fulfillment, your orders, all of it. So when you integrate it through the Wix store, then you can put, all you have to do is create designs, create merch for your customers that they're going to love. And when they order it, it goes through your store like it would if you had a physical product on hand. It ships out for you, and you just pay the difference of the shirt that they would sell you at Printful, and then you take the profit from whatever you're selling the shirt to the customer for. So it's really gotten it to a simplified playing field. And really allows you to not have that large inventory and put a lot of capital into something. If you're an artist and you just want to put screen prints on shirts of your art, and you want to maybe put, even, I think they even have canvases you can put your art on and do prints. I mean, it's so elaborate, but there's a lot of ways that you can go make that money without having to invest a whole lot of money into it. So it's really amazing where it's come.
Yeah, it sounds like whether it's this print on demand, which could be accenting your business if you're not selling that exactly, or even just your actual products that you're selling, but getting these up and running on your website, whatever it may be, just gives you essentially in the end more marketing opportunities, right? Like,
yep.
It's on your website and stuff, it can be searched for, it can get SEO, it can be found. And then if you're ever running short on social media post ideas, right, you could, if you're selling like 10 different things on there, there's 10 different posts you could do. Granted, like we always say, don't do the Gary Hook analogy of just doing right hooks all the time. You don't want to ask people to buy, but
right.
If you're ever running out of ideas for social to post, like just having an e-commerce store with a bunch of things you're selling just gives it more reason for you to promote some of that stuff. And I'm not sure. You told me to come to this episode, Andy. There's a lot of questions, and I do always have lots of questions. So I don't know if this is one that you're going to be able to get up your alley here. Does it do anything with these e-commerce stores when people buy stuff to be able to leave like a 5-star rating or any of that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Some of them have native options for it. Some, if you want to get really extreme and have follow-up emails to actually have a review left, because what's unique about a lot of these is, yeah, you can leave a review on the product right there at buy it or where you're going to buy it in the cart, right? Well, if you want to take it to the next level, because not everybody leaves a review, not everybody remembers to do it, not everybody, when they actually get the product or the service or whatever, remember to leave a review. So while you can leave a review natively and just on the product, if you remember, sometimes it's nice to have a reminder. So some of these platforms, you can actually integrate a third party, like Shopify and BigCommerce. I know you can integrate third parties apps to, once they buy something, X amount of time after, whatever you decide, they'll send a follow-up email and say, what'd you think? Would you like to leave a review? Mm-hmm. Maybe you can give a coupon, a percentage off your next order if you leave a review, however that works. Like, a lot of different ways to do that. Some of the platforms have native options to do that already. So,
nice.
I mean, yeah, the review thing is huge. I mean, online e-commerce live and die by what people think of their products.
Yeah.
And we always talk when we're building websites is social proof, right?
I was just going to say proof.
Yeah, you got to show that on your homepage or a spot on your website, preferably your homepage. But you want people to buy based on what real people have bought and reviewed. So, you know, if you, these platforms really give you that option to do so. And to kind of switch topic a little bit, but not really, a lot of these platforms also allow you to go sell on a third party additional. Like I said, the IG shop, Instagram shop. Well, you've also can integrate into Amazon or wherever else you want to try and sell your products. A lot of these platforms will allow you to do that and help you do that. So you can get the opportunity to have reviews even on Amazon, sell your products on Amazon. Because let's face it, a lot of people just go straight to Amazon for everything.
Yeah, I do quite a bit, yeah.
So if you have the ability to go sell there as well, that's ideal. But that just was on my brain there. I had to get that in or I was going to forget.
No, that's good. No, that was just, yeah, that, I mean, you tie in either making sure that you can buy it in multiple different places wherever people are or being able to accept whatever different payments that people may have. I think we always talk about marketing. It used to be find your, you know, specific channels and you want to do that to get going, but essentially you want to go where your customer's at. So if you got a pretty diverse customer set, you need to start making sure that you're making it as convenient for them. Cause I know it's, I didn't come up with the saying, but it's always that don't make it hard for people to give you their money. That's right, a phrase you hear a lot. So it's just when someone's looking to actually buy something from you, you want to make sure that it's like the most streamlined experience possible. Otherwise you're never going to get them a return. You'll get bad word of mouth. Other people won't use it. So it's one of those things where you want to do it. You got to do it right to make sure it's really smooth.
Well, in an era of, you know, the crooks out there that spend their entire day finding ways to scam your credit card information. I mean, we all have heard horror stories. In that kind of a world and that kind of a vibe, if anyone gets the thought that your site isn't secure enough to buy on or it isn't simple and it seems fishy and it seems like there's too much going on that doesn't just get to the point of buying something and making it easy for them, you're gonna lose business and you could inevitably fold. Mm-hmm. So really using the platforms to your advantage, the safe ones, making sure that you have all your ducks in a row is really important, and to just make it easy and simple. And like Matt said, don't make it hard for somebody to give you money.
Yeah, if they want to buy yourself, let them do it.
If they want to buy it, let them do it and allow them to do it easy. And, you know, that's really all we can say. But when it comes down to it, I mean, there's a lot of options out there. You got to find what's best suited for you, what maybe is best for your niche. Do the research. I encourage you. Nobody is going to just give you the magic key, the perfect formula to get things done. There is nothing. There's nothing like that. There isn't that. That option isn't out there. You're going to have to go do the legwork. You're going to have to find what fits. We're here, right, Matt? I mean, we're here to help guide you. If you need assistance, you want a second set of eyes or someone to help you through the process, we can do that. There's a lot of people that can help you do that.
Yes. But
at the end of the day, you got to do the dirty work. You got to get in, get your hands dirty, and find ways to go make money and chase your e-commerce dreams. So hopefully some of the information that we give you here today can help you start that process. But as we always say, you just got to go do. So get out there, go start a store, figure some things out, go make some money. And if you need help, there's a lot of information on Google, YouTube, but definitely give us a call and email, connect@nectarmarketing.com. I mean, Matt, good stuff, buddy. I think Justin would have loved the conversation. I think he would have had a lot of good insight. But
yeah, we're going to get one download, one listen from him, that's for sure. He better check this out when it's out there.
Yeah, he's going to download and listen. So he'll give us feedback probably tomorrow when he listens. But anyway, appreciate you being on this tonight with me, Matt.
You bet, buddy.
This is good conversation, and I'm sure there'll be many more little probably pathways, rabbit holes, if you will, that we can jump down in future podcasts, because there's a lot of good stuff here, and there's a lot of ways that I think we can help people with the e-commerce world. So, guys out there listening, we appreciate your time. Matt, I will talk to you soon, I'm sure, unfortunately.
Thanks, Andy. I guess it's been good talking to you as well.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much. The Audio Swarm signing off. Thanks.